Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
The Washington Commanders are indeed trading Sam Howell, who we just talked about, possibly being moved. Details in a moment. Breaking news on The Fan brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Get three free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Here are the deets. According to Adam Schefter, the Commanders are sending last year's starter Sam Howell to the Seattle Seahawks in a pick swap, according to sources. The Seahawks are getting Sam Howell, a fourth-round pick, 102 overall, and a sixth-round pick, 179. Washington is receiving a third, number 78, and a fifth, number 152. So how about this? The Commanders for Sam Howell are going up about 25 draft spots from an early fourth-round pick to a third-round pick, and they're going up from the sixth round, 179, to the fifth round, 152, up 27 spots. Sam Howell traded to Seattle. Again, breaking news on The Fan brought to you by BetQL. So John Walton had just called in. He was on hold. We were about to talk about the Caps game last night. With all apologies to John Walton and to the Beltway Blitz, we are blowing out the Blitz. So apologize to Nick Ackridge and company. We got to break this down. I can open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines for your reactions at 800-636-1067 as they come in, but I'll give you my initial thoughts here. Again, if you're just jumping in your car, you're just hearing the news, Sam Howell's being traded. The Commanders are sending him to the Seahawks, and they are going to be getting back pick swaps where they move up the draft board. Instead of the 102 fourth overall, a fourth round pick in this draft, they will pick at 78 in the third round. And instead of their sixth round pick at 179, they will pick at 152. My first blush thought is, I actually really like this for Washington, to be honest with you. Now, this is not a third and a fifth for Sam Howell, obviously, right? But you look at what they've got as far as their draft compensation this year. Pick 102 is their sixth pick. They're at 236, 40, 67, 100, and 102. The 100th pick is what they got back for Chase Young. 102 is basically the start of the fourth round. That's actually, I think, the exact pick they used years ago on Kirk Cousins. So it's an early, early fourth round pick. Instead of picking at 102, they've shipped that to Seattle to go all the way up now into having another third round selection. Pick number 78. So that means they now have 236, 40, 67, and 78 will be their fifth pick. Five picks in the top 78. That means the sixth time they're on the clock will be at pick 100, and then they don't pick again until the fifth round, 139. So for the moment, they now don't have a fourth round pick, but they have three third round picks. Number two overall. Two picks in the second round, 36 and 40, and then three picks in the third round, 67, the pick they just got back in this pick swap with Seattle to go up the board to 78, which is a really, really nice spot in this draft in terms of trying to add a wide receiver, maybe an edge or offensive line depth. I mean, what a valuable leap to go from 102 to 78. You're talking about 24 spots there. And then they're on the clock again at 100, and then they wouldn't pick again until 139. The other of the picks they got from Seattle is 152, which is up 27 spots from 179. So to just do some housekeeping for you here, their new order would be 236, 40, 67, the Howell pick they're getting back at 78, 100, 139, then the Howell pick at 152, and then they don't pick again until the end of the draft at 252. So they could be sitting around for a while. But Sam Howell on his way out, according to Adam Schefter. Now, I just spent the last hour telling you I didn't think they needed to add to trade Sam Howell. And I still believe that. They didn't have to trade him. They absolutely could have kept him. But the question was, it seems like nationally everyone thinks they're going to. What would it take? Well, how about now adding another third-round pick instead of picking in the fourth? How about now adding another pick in the first five rounds instead of having a sixth rounder? If I was to have brought this up hypothetically 20 minutes ago and said, will you guys trade Sam Howell if you can move up close to 30 spots twice? Would you do that? I think I would have said yes. Because again, he was your third quarterback. I know a lot of people wanted to perpetuate and assume that he was going to be the QB2 because he had the 4,000 yards, the 20 touchdowns in his first season last year, because he is 23 years old. Because we'll make the excuses that the line wasn't great or Bieniemy wasn't all that effective as an offensive coordinator. And a lot of those things are true. It doesn't take into account some of the negatives and the bad, which is to say that he's got a real problem holding the football and taking sacks and kind of makes life harder on his offensive line. Or that he made a lot of bad decisions and led the NFL in interceptions in addition to leading the NFL in sacks. But he is young. He's 23. He's very inexperienced, 18 games. And so you can kind of see what you want to with Sam. But when you pay Mariota $6 million and you bring him in and you link him back up with his offensive coordinator last year in Philly, Brian Johnson, who's now the quarterback's coach heavy here. Tavita Pritchard's still the QB coach. But the pass game coordinator, the guy that is the top lieutenant for Cliff Kingsbury, the liaison between the QB's room and the coordinating room, is Brian Johnson. He handpicked, in some way, Mariota. I mean, you don't think they went to Brian Johnson when talking about these options and said, how'd you like Marcus last year? What do you think about him as a veteran, as a mentor? They paid him six times what Sam Howell's going to make. And probably the thing that I liked most about Sam Howell moving forward is that he costs no money. He is a backup for two more years with a cap hit of $1.0 and $1.2 million. His base salary this coming season, $985,000. But Marcus Mariota, $6 million instead of the $1 million you're paying Sam Howell, told you the whole story. You don't bring in a $6 million backup and make him your third guy. So Howell was going to be your third stringer. So the question was going to be, back worth turning down having an extra third moving up from four and an extra five moving up from six. You know what else I think about this trade? I'm actually getting excited as I think about this right now. This is a creative deal. I felt like watching Rivera and the Martys, and I hate beating up on them. It's long over. Although Martin Mayhew is sitting in the room over there right now. But he's like, man, this is just like I remember it a year ago or 2 years ago, guys. We're doing the same kind of stuff as we were doing before, I swear. Just don't look up the past. Didn't it just feel like there was never much creativity with the last group? You traded Sam Howell for a pick swap and you just went into the third round again? Yes. It's not like they flipped him for a six or a seven. You know, they didn't trade him for some player on the back of a roster. Those are the normal ways guys get traded. Adam Peters has been working the phones, and he's going, all right, we got this six maybe from Denver. I'm making this up, but, you know, we got this back of the roster receiver possibly from Arizona. Well, let's call Seattle. Let's see if we can take a couple of picks and go up 25 spots. This is creative. It's out of the box, which is what we've heard about this group, really from the ownership down, from Josh Harris and Mitchell Rails and company to Peters as a GM with Newmark to the coaching staff with Quinn. You know, one of the things we've heard is that these guys are not afraid to get outside the box. Schefter just tweeted, Seattle has long liked quarterback Sam Howell. Now with Drew Lock signing with the Giants, Howell can compete with Geno Smith for the Seahawks starting quarterback job. How about that? I mean, if that's true and he's in a true competition with Geno Smith, that'd be a hell of a big deal for Sam Howell. Like, if he really was told by Seattle when they call him and let him know he's coming to the Pacific Northwest, hey, man, you got a shot to start here? That would be awesome for Sam. Good for him. Because you weren't getting a chance to start here. You were buried. You weren't even backing up the guy starting here. I think Geno, just based on money paid, is going to be their starter. But they can get out of that Geno deal after one more year. That's basically a one-off now for Geno Smith. I'll pull up the money in a second. But the thing about Geno Smith is, he was awesome in 2022, and specifically the first half of 2022. I think Geno, early on, two seasons ago, played at a top-five level. I'm not even exaggerating. He was unbelievable. For the first half of the season, he was a top-10 quarterback in football. I believe he was PFF's highest-graded passer for much of the 2022 season. And he petered off a bit down the stretch. He ended up going 30 touchdowns, 11 picks, and 4,300 yards. He gave the Seahawks in his first season as a starter on the cheap, kind of like the production that Cousins would give Minnesota as an example, as like that top 10-ish type veteran quarterback. Now, last year, it fell way, 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 way off. You saw him against Washington where for a half, he was terrible. I thought he should have been benched at halftime. He ended up being nails down the stretch, making some huge throws in the middle of the field to DK Metcalf. They went down the field, kicked the field goal at the horn. Geno got one of his four fourth-quarter comeback, you know, one of his five game-winning drives last year that led the NFL. And he was super nails and clutch late in games, for sure. Pro Bowls each of the last two seasons, not as telling as it once was, but I think two seasons ago, it is kind of telling. He was actually one of the better quarterbacks in the league. But he fell off last year. And there was some speculation and thought that Geno Smith was not going to be their starter, that they would move on, that they would trade him, that they would go looking elsewhere. And then they committed to him. They reworked the contract a little bit. But how about this? They're bringing in Sam Howell, and they're saying, at least via Schefter and his sources in the building, that Howell might get a chance to compete with Geno Smith. I would say, too, if you're giving up a third and a fifth, and I know that it's not straight up, they got a four and a six out of it, but if you're giving up a third and a fifth and you're moving back that much in two rounds, they obviously really, really like Sam Howell. I mean, this, to me, I'd have to look at a chart, like at one of those Jimmy Johnson draft charts, but that kind of difference, you know, in the third round, 25 picks, or fifth versus sixth round, 25 or so picks, that is very, very different than just getting a sixth or seventh round pick. So this tells me that they are big in the Howell business. They like the player. And if you're Seattle, you now probably are not in the market for a quarterback in this draft, because they were one of the many teams that people thought, look for Bo Nix, look for Michael Penix. One of those guys slides lower than they should. Maybe you move up in the second round and you pounce. Maybe they trade up and get a quarterback. Not anymore. Absolutely not. Because you got your potential quarterback of the future. You've got your Lock replacement. The numbers, I just looked them up on Geno Smith. His cap hit this year is $26.4 million. Next year would be $38.5 million. But his dead money after this season is only about $13 million. And I would imagine if that's a post-June 1st designation, that you could put that over a couple of years. So he's not going to be there very likely beyond this season unless he's excellent this year. I don't think Sam will start over him when the year begins. He just makes too much money. But if Seattle, first year of a new head coach with Mike McDonald from the Baltimore Ravens, big trade now post Pete Carroll running the show there for John Schneider, who's kind of taken over as the head sheriff, and it's him by himself, right? Carroll's not dictating any terms. This is a massive decision he's making. But I could see them going into the season. This is a bit of a rebuild there where Geno begins the year, 7-8 games in. You're around 500 or a little under it. You turn things over to Howell in the back half of the year, and he gets to play for the Seahawks for the stretch run of the season. If he plays well, he's got a chance going into the following season in a contract year, final year of his deal, to possibly have the opportunity then to be your starter moving forward. Just looked up Seattle's schedule here while I'm talking. They do not come to Washington, I don't think, either in the next couple of years. But this year, at home, only NFC East teams that they play is the Giants. On the road, no NFC East teams. It's a little less familiarity with Sam Howell and the opponents, maybe, than could have been.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.